It is time now for the Saskatchewan Kentry Close-Up, and we are joined on the phone by Matt Johnner. Matt, it's always great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today?
Doing well. So let's talk about your new tune. I love this one, Wonder Woman. It's a great song. Tell us a little bit about the story behind this one and the writing process and how this one came to be.
Well, I started writing this song actually like 5 years ago now. It was 2020.
Wow.
I was still in high school at the time.
Yeah.
And I basically kind of had the first half of it and didn't know how to finish. So in my true writing fashion, I took half a song to my brother Luke and we finished it up. And then, it was such a different song from what I'm used to writing. So it was very kind of unique. And I just kind of really knew I had to put it out. And yeah, couldn't have been happier with how things turned out. We recorded it with Bee's Knees Recording in Saskatoon, and Simon there is just incredible. Mm-hmm. Like we worked on a bunch of different ideas and just came up with what I think is the best version of all of them. So
That's cool. No, it really came together. It's a great song. I want to ask you kind of about writing with your brother Luke, because I believe you guys wrote DUI together as well. How is that writing process? I mean, you guys have probably been writing together since you guys were kids. But what's it like working together, especially with somebody that you have a chemistry and know one another so well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky that I get to, you know, write with my brother. Like, we think along the same lines, but obviously we have different ideas.
Yeah.
And it works out really well, because when either of us don't like the other person's idea, it's not like it's a big thing that hurts your feelings.
Right.
It's just like, I don't really care for that. We're like, yeah, fair enough. And we move on to the next one. And then half the time too, we'll be kind of thinking on an idea. And at the same time, we're like, oh, we should do this. And then we think the same way. And it just works out good. Yeah. It's kind of, sometimes we seem to read each other's minds a little bit, but it works out really well. I find the best songs I've written have been with either my brother or my dad, because there is just a kind of a deeper level of connection that seems to work well when you're writing a song together.
Very, very cool. I actually spoke with your dad not that long ago, because he was out with a relatively new song as well. Y'all are so talented, and again, this one for you, it really came together really well. Absolutely love Wonder Woman. Have you had an opportunity to play this one, perform this one live? I know you've been working on this front for a long time, and I know sometimes artists like to kind of break out a music and test music to kind of a crowds before it gets officially released. Have you had an opportunity to play this one live? And if so, what's kind of been the feedback for this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing this song for almost a year now.
Yeah.
At my little acoustic shows and also with my band. And it seems to go over well, because it's a very unique song, I think. And it's not like much else out there right now. And so people seem to remember it. And that's kind of the biggest key with songwriting, is you want a memorable song. So it's been pretty good so far. And then in June of last year, we had the opportunity to do a Sask one mic session, which is where they take one microphone, put it in the middle of the room, and the whole band plays, and it's all recorded on one microphone. So we have a live version that's out on all streaming services, and also a YouTube video of it. It was all recorded. So it's one take, one microphone, the whole band is just mixed live on the floor. And that was out before the studio version.
Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to play with that and then use some of the ideas from that performance when we went into the studio to record it.
Very cool. That's a cool idea. I like that a lot. And yeah, it's available YouTube and across the platforms as well. Joined now by Matt Johnner. What's the next little bit looking like for you in 2025? Are you working on kind of planning live shows, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the goals here in 2025? What's on the way for you in the next little bit here this year?
Yeah, 2025 has been fairly busy already. The boys and I just had a couple gigs this last weekend. We're playing in Calgary at Ranchman's on the 24th and 25th
Very
of this
cool.
month.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been learning a whole bunch of new songs for that and jamming out and getting all ready. 2025, just looking to book more shows, maybe play out of Saskatchewan a little more, and write a lot more. I'm hoping to kind of write an album this year, get that all ready to go, because I just want to get more music out there, right? I only have three songs out, or I got a new single coming out February 1st. So I'll have three songs out February 1st, but just hoping to have more out.
That's cool. That's cool. New music on the way for you in just a little bit. So I'm sure we'll chat again very soon, actually, when you release your next one.
You
Matt,
bet.
before we let you go, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up, we're adding a bit of a new feature this year where we have a bit of a lightning round. So we're going to ask you some kind of lightning round questions just to kind of find out a little bit more about you. You ready to go?
Great, I'm ready.
All right, let's go for it. First off, would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, probably every language because I want to travel. I'd like
Nice.
to be able to talk to people from across the world.
Yeah. Do you prefer cake or pie?
Pie, definitely pie.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
I am right there with you so far.
And
I
I don't
like
care if that's a
it.
polarizing
Listen,
opinion, but you know.
it's gonna ruffle some feathers. People are very opinionated about that.
I know.
I'm right there with you. Dream vacation, if you could go anywhere, where'd you like to go?
Oh, I like the beach. I don't know if it's because we're so used to the cold here in Saskatchewan,
Yeah.
but anywhere with a beach and some warm sun in the winter, that's my ideal
I
vacation.
like it. If you could be any animal, what's kind of your spirit animal? What would you like to be if you could be any animal?
I've always wanted to be a bird, like an
Yeah.
eagle or something. Just
Yeah.
fly super high. I like being up high. I used to work on a cell tower, so
Oh,
I like the
nice.
view from up top. It's yeah, I'd like to be an eagle or something.
I like it. I like it. Favorite movie, if you have one.
Favorite movie? You know, I really liked the new Roadhouse
Oh,
with
nice.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it like four times right now,
Well,
four times this year,
there
but
you go. Do you remember a first concert you attended?
yeah, my first big concert would have been Bruno Mars in Saskatoon.
Oh,
And
nice.
I just remember the opening thing. They had the curtain around the whole stage and the first big shot of the first song, the curtain dropped and
Yeah.
there's all these fireworks going off basically. And it was really cool. It was a great experience.
That's awesome. Very cool. Couple more. If you were given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, which would you prefer?
Oh, they're both so scary. I don't know. Probably space, because I just feel like there's worse monsters down in the ocean. I don't know.
I like that answer. I like that answer. Last one. Would you like to climb a mountain or jump from a plane?
Oh, I jumped from a plane. I've been skydiving,
Oh, you
and
have?
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
That's very cool. I like it. There's the lightning round. Matt, we really appreciate you taking some time. It's always great catching up, and I'm sure we'll chat soon when you release your new tune. And we wish you all the best, and thanks again.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Matt.